Only he insisted, since she was the only true heir, that she must marry early. When the elves argued, he sent them away.
Pax thought back to things Ardheel had told her. But isn't it true that elves and half-elves, even to quarter-elves, come late to such growth, and should not marry too early? Especially the women, I thought, for bearing children too young.
Can be fatal.
Joriam finished, with some heat.
Yes, and that's what happened to her, poor lass. The regent and council insisted she marry at the first legal age, and put it to her that such was her duty. She was as brave as could be, that one, and would dare anything for duty. So she married the year she was crowned queen, married the regent's son.
Scoundrel, began Pax angrily, seeing a plot of the regent.
No.
Joriam was more judicious.
I don't think so. He loved her well, and she had been fond of him from childhood. She need not marry Elven, being half-elf herself. All her children would have Tag sense. And he renounced any claim on the crown, should she die. No, I think it was simply fear. Fear of the elves. And then they made her marry early, and that killed her. And the child.
Joriam looked down. Pax finished the soup she had started and began on the meat, waiting for him to regain his calm.
Then things really began to go wrong,
he said quietly.
As long as she was coming to rule, even though she had no training, she had a strong gift to sense the Tagen. The regent would listen to her. He was honest, as I said, and did her bidding where he could, but after. The old king's second wife was all human, and from a line with no ability for Tagen. With her dead, the council decided to offer the crown to Falkyrie's younger brothers, now of age, even so. They were both good men. Please understand me, they were, as our king is now, honest, brave, and faithful to the kingdom. In another kingdom, that might be enough. In Leonia, no.
What about this king's heir? Joriam snorted.
He has none. Not direct. One evil after another, lady, has stalked this royal house for near 50 years. After him it goes to cousins and second cousins of the old king. Half the nobles might have a claim, if it comes to that. War, by the gods, lady. We have not had war in Leonia, save along the borders only, since the compact was made with the elves. Yet now all fear it. It seems nothing will prevent it. And to think of Leonia at war, the forests fired, maybe. And we wonder what the elves will do. It is a joint kingdom, after all.
Pax nodded. I see. Now, about the sword. Whose was it?
The queen's, lady. Not the young queen that died, but Falkyrie's elven wife. She carried it. I saw it in her hand, on her wall. When I first came here to serve, that jewel in the hilt. The guards.
And runes, you said. What runes?
I don't read runes myself. I remember the shape of two of them, because once when I...
He stopped and blushed. Pax watched him, fully alert now. He blinked and went on.
I had broken something, lady, and was scolded for it. She was nearby, with the sword partly drawn, and I found myself staring at it.
What were the runes like that you saw?
Like this.
With his wetted finger,